Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thank you, O'Neill. Dave Lee here on the Morning News. And Dr. Michael Osterholm, as you know, is the director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy here at the University of Minnesota, one of the nationally known voices on what's happening with coronavirus, and he joins us here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Michael, how are you this morning?
Good morning, David. Thank you. I hope you're doing well, too.
Doing very well. I did want to ask you about this, though, because I saw this yesterday. I want to get your thoughts on this as we pass 3 million virus cases. Dr. Fauci, who you know well, cautions against what he calls the false narrative of a falling death rate, and that's the thing that a lot of people are talking about, Doctor. So your reaction to that?
Yeah, well, actually, quite happily, I can report that, in fact, the number of deaths had dropped somewhat precipitously over the course of the past 3 months. And we can attribute that to several things. First of all, we have gotten better at treatment. At one point, 60 to 70% of the patients who were put on mechanical ventilators were dying. Today, in many locations, that number is down to 20 or 30%. And so as complicated as this disease is, and as we've talked about in past sessions here, we are getting better at treating it. The second thing, though, is that early on, many of the cases that were in intensive care units were older individuals with serious underlying health problems, which surely added to the reason why they were so seriously ill and dying. We've seen the pandemic really begin to change in terms of who now is infected. And it's a younger population, not as high at risk of having these serious outcomes. And so the death rate actually dropped for a number of people hospitalized. But that's changing. And that's what we've all been concerned about. And that's what Dr. Fauci is talking about. Is, for example, yesterday, after having watched the number of deaths drop from several thousand a day down to less than 500 a day, yesterday we recorded 1,195 deaths in this country, and the number is going back up. And what's happening is, even despite the better treatment, we're now beginning to see the spillover of these cases from the younger age population, where they're much more common, to those who still are older, who have underlying health problems, as well as serious illnesses in the younger population. While they occur less frequently, they still are very serious. And we can't emphasize that enough. This is not a benign disease for anyone.
Speaking of young people, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, their leader, Dr. Redfield, said they're encouraging all schools to reopen and have provided guidelines that include students and teachers wearing things like masks, spreading out desks, staggering schedules, eating meals in classrooms instead of the cafeteria, adding physical barriers between bathroom sinks. Do you think schools should fully reopen this fall, Doctor?
Well, two things with that one also. First of all, again, school reopening is going to in part depend on what's happening in the community. You know, if we have a house on fire, you know, a major forest fire of pandemic transmission going on in a community, it's going to be a lot harder to open schools just in terms of who's at risk of just trying to get to work, whether in many locations, public transportation, et cetera. So we've got to get the spread of this virus much, much better under control in many parts of this country before you can really think about opening schools in general. The second thing is, it's really all about the kids. The American Academy of Pediatrics came out this past week and said it's important to get these kids back to school because of what the learning experiences mean and what do we know about the risk of actually transmitting the virus within schools, which is at this point, it does not appear to be a significant challenge in terms of severe cases among these kids. and the fact that we're missing learning opportunities, which are really critical. Now, having said that, that's easy to talk about doing. But, for example, you have faculty and staff. You have administrators who are older, who will have underlying health problems. How do we protect them? And so I think we're all trying right now to find the right answer here with the idea that it's really important to get kids back to school. And number two is it's also important to make sure that the kids are the first and foremost thing in our protection list. And then we look at the faculty, staff, and those related to education and how we can do that.
Mike, the other question I would ask you as we head out here and let you get back to work, and I appreciate that. I know your time has been quite valuable lately. But again, here as we watch the number of recoveries, when we talk about recovery, is that someone who was diagnosed and was in the hospital, or is that anyone who's been diagnosed as positive? Do we know the specifics of recovery?
You know, we're learning a lot about this disease yet, and it's clear that individuals who are hospitalized do, in many cases, have long and somewhat treacherous days ahead in terms of ongoing illness. While it doesn't require hospitalization, it can be quite debilitating. And we're now only beginning to understand how much that also may carry over into those who had mild illnesses. One of the things I think that we're going to realize a year or two from now is that even a mild infection with this virus may very well end up causing you a lifetime of problems. We're seeing chest radiographs, the x-rays of people's lungs, who are very, very mildly ill, but their lungs look horrible. And there may be some long-term damage that occurs there having been infected with this virus. And so, you know, this is not a virus you want to get, even if you are young and think, well, you know, I'm not at risk of having any serious illness. There may be much more to this than we realize. So, long-term, we've got a lot of work to do to understand what this virus is doing.
Dr. Ostrom, have a great week. I look forward to talking to you again next week. Thank you very much.
Thanks, David. Have a good one. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.